This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I forget how great Blondie was.
Oh, so good.
I was... sexist is the wrong word, but I was into, like, you know, the guys in the bands,
dude,
and
rock.
Being in a band, dude, yeah. Rock, right? And then Blondie came along. I'm like, that's pretty friggin' good. And then Pat Benatar, I'm like, that's really, really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And then Joan Jett.
Miley Cyrus does a cover of Heart of Glass.
I've seen it.
Really, really good.
I didn't want to like her for so many reasons. You know how I am.
She's got a lot going on.
I'm very
fair.
Small. I'm a very infinitesimally small person. But boy, she's good.
She's insane.
Yeah, I didn't think much of her until she did a Metallica one with them on stage, and it was really good.
Mm. Yeah.
She's got a good rock voice.
I'm still mad at Carrie Underwood, though. Like, when she comes out, who did she come out with? Guns N' Roses.
Ugh.
Boy, they suck.
Yeah.
And,
Axl's pretty bad now anyway, so anybody's better than that.
Terrible.
The worst.
Skip Weber's here. Good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Good. Thank you,
get a haircut?
For waiting on me. No.
Okay.
No, remember? He's waiting.
I haven't cut my hair in 2024.
Yeah, you combed it. So that's what
Well,
that's
probably
what fooled
a little
me.
Bit less windblown. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. But
how long are you going?
Well, we're going sailing again.
Yeah.
And January was so
crazy
with the new grandbaby and all that stuff, so I didn't get a chance to. And so the first time we went sailing, and I go, this is awesome, man. I love having the long hair out in the boat. So since we came back, and I thought, the next time we go is not that far off. I'm going to push it and see
won the hair and facial hair lottery. You have good hair and
Thank
a good
you.
Beard. No, you do. It's good color.
Well, I appreciate that.
Guys our age. Like, it's still very blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, would you mind if you were super gray at this age?
Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way.
I feel sorry for those guys.
Do you?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't think I mind. Yeah.
I'm a little surprised I'm not more gray. My brother was Snow White, and he only lived to be 49. So, you know, genetics the way they are.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is the first time we've ever done this Sweet 16. I really like it. It's best songs about non-romantic love. Okay, so basically friendship, you know, or love of a dog or what have you.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you
I
have fun
it.
With
yeah.
this one? Good.
I gave Andrew 4 of them 30 seconds after he threw the category.
Yeah,
wow.
Me too.
That's great. Okay, Andrew, take it away.
Well, let's go ahead and start with Skip's first one here.
Yeah.
That may be the first Queen song I just fell in love with, you know?
What a great tune.
Just everything about it.
If every person, whatever genre you like, if you don't kind of smile at that song, you got no heart.
Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
I will do mine next with my first one.
Mm-hmm. You know what ruined that song for me?
What?
The movie.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Now, I like them both, but it's inexorably tied to a dead body now.
I can see that.
I guess that's, I love both, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've not seen that movie, so this is maybe
gosh. Oh, it's good. Yeah.
That's a great,
it's good.
That's a
you
great
need to
movie.
See
your
it.
Favorite Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's what ruined it for me, is seeing him and Corey Feldman sing it together on stage recently.
Oh, no.
It was
so
bad.
Oh, that is bad.
It was really bad.
No Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wheels?
Wheels first one.
It's a good pick.
Fighters of Foo.
Yeah, very solid.
Yeah.
I like it.
I feel like that's a contender.
Yeah, yeah, I did too. I didn't think of that one.
Yep.
Reach.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
The Beatles have a lot of these songs.
Yeah. They do. They sang a lot about friends.
They did.
What do you think about Joe Cocker's version of that?
Love it.
Oh, yeah,
I think
good.
It's better. Oh, I think it's the next. And Paul McCartney did, too, which was cool of him to say. But
yeah. I mean, I love Ringo, but I was never a big fan of the Ringo songs. And this is a great song. But no, Joe Cocker's really good.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, my first one.
There are places I remember.
I think this one could be in the final four, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just
see, I always thought that as a romantic song. Is that?
Did you?
Yeah, I always thought of it like.
He's I love
had,
everyone,
he's had all
Brad,
these past girlfriends,
love you.
Had all these past girlfriends and friends and lovers, but you now are the one for me.
See, this I always thought of it more like to a kid.
Yeah. You know what?
Probably that since makes, I didn't have girlfriends.
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe Paul and
talking
John
about,
were in love.
Talking about having a kid now. Ooh, that makes good sense.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
Got really mellow here.
You sheltered me from harm.
It's going to make me cry. It's a good one.
That's to his dad.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be, the words could be to a lover that leaves or whatever.
Yeah.
But he wrote it after his dad died.
We should do Tear Jerkers. Yeah. Let's do that
I
maybe next
I got so many
week.
Of those in the metal world.
I bet you do. Yeah. One
I'll
by
be like,
Metallica.
Crazy Train? Ooh, one would be a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Bread,
scary.
Right? Everything I Own is the name of the
Everything
one.
I Own by Bread, yeah. Okay,
cool. And my next one.
See, I hate to be the fun ruiner, but once again, that is so tied to a dead body for me. So.
Yeah. Man.
I was going to say, everybody's face did not light up with delight like I expected, so perhaps I made a wrong.
I thought about that one. I go, I don't.
You know what I think's better
like
than
it,
that?
What's up?
The one the little girl sings.
Oh,
that's
when
you talk about tear jerking
or something like
that.
If you talk about tear
jerking, oh,
that's
I
the saddest thing
sobbing.
Of all.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I can't take that song. It's
we would have to end the show if one of us played that song. Yeah.
Play it quick.
Should we do tear jerkers? I kind of think.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I kind of think
time.
This is pretty good.
I like it. Wheels.
Uh huh.
A little bit of a deep cut on Guns N' Roses. It's called Rocket Queen, but it's about one of their best friends.
I said
a girl that was around the band that helped them out a lot through tough times and all that. But it's not about a girlfriend
like
or a groupie.
Intro.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
And he wrote it because he remembered when they were all in high school. She knew all the time.
Yeah.
Her favorite thing was that Elton John song, Your Song. She goes, I wish someone would write me a song.
Yeah.
And so he when they got to be going and famous, he wrote her a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen, I hope it's not fake or a meme, but have you seen the thing with Axl Rose where the girl posts a picture of him when he's like in Guns N' Roses and says, why can't I find a man like this? And he answered and said, hey, it's me. And she just goes, no. And he goes, no, that's literally me in the picture. Because it was him now
right,
that he's
60
years old or whatever. But that's cute. Some young girl's like, no.
No, hey, you're too old.
That's
Next.
Great.
This is Rachel's second one.
What's that?
I'll Stand By You.
I'll Stand By You.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't get enough of that one. My next one?
Yeah, it's tricky.
See, I always
because
thought
of the rules, we have to only play like a very small
I always
of
thought
songs.
That was just about just waiting in line.
Dave's second one?
Okay, help me out.
Waiting on
I'm
a friend.
Waiting on
okay.
a friend.
Rolling Stones. I love that video.
I do too.
Yeah.
It was very early days of videos.
So
and
organic.
It's a really cool video.
It
I think.
Really
I
is.
Totally agree.
Just them
totally,
being them.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Back to Skip.
Back to Skip.
Boy, what, is it like legalities we can't play?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
we play we our bumper music longer than that, though.
But we don't include that in the podcast. It's all about the podcast.
It's in the segment. Yeah.
Stupid podcast.
To, yeah. Yeah. I know. That's all my, you guys
that is my.
Millions of downloads a year.
Hey, you,
damn it.
Hey, you listening 3 months from now, this is all your fault.
Yeah.
That is an underrated song. It's my favorite Fleetwood Mac song. It's Christine McVie singing the song Songbird. It's on the album Rumors. And she sang it because of all the turmoil in the band,
mm-hmm.
and she wrote it to her band. I love you as a
I didn't
band.
Know that. That's cool.
And it's you know the song.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just I mean, when she died, I played that, and just was started bawling.
Aw,
it was just
yeah.
Because I this is my favorite Fleetwood Mac song.
You know what song I almost put on here?
Mm.
Ben. By Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's
yeah. Talk about making you cry.
Yeah.
No song about rats has ever been sadder.
It's about a rat?
Sadder. The saddest rat song yeah. of all time.
Hmm.
Except
we
round
down,
and round.
We went down a yeah. Ben rabbit hole one time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a week.
Respect.
My last one. Yeah, this was the first song I ever heard. Like, I heard it on the radio all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My dad
yeah.
listened to classic rock, and I heard it, and I, like, this was the first song that I was like, this is so sad.
It is yeah. brutally
it's pretty,
sad.
It's pretty rough.
Sad. Yeah.
It's like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. I remember, like, asking.
You ever want to ruin a vibe?
I remember, like, standing in the garage with my dad, you know, holding the light like you do.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would someone, why is this on the radio? Why would anyone enjoy this?
Wheels?
Wheels is the last one.
I'd say I picked it because I know nobody's going to know it, but it's a band from the 80s that was underrated called the Bullet Boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that song is about Joe Perry. The song is called Ode to Joe. It's the debt they owe to Joe because he influenced them so
that's
much
cool.
in the guitar. Yeah.
I thought I was working for the weekend at first. I'm
I
like,
did, too.
Yeah, no.
I was trying to think of what working
got
for the weekend.
Got a little bit of that cowbell.
About being friends with Saturday.
Rach.
Rachel's last one.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
We are family.
Pittsburgh
yeah,
Pirates theme song.
I just
Willie
where,
Stargell, yeah. Dave yeah. Parker.
I wonder where he found the world's worst Al recording Oliver. Of that song.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
It's from 1979. Right. I won my first bet on that World Series.
Kent Tekulve.
When I was 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Submariner.
Yeah.
It's
all
right. Vintage. I ripped it right off of a vinyl behind a wall.
Two
Dave's
more
last.
We'll go to break.
Dave's last.
Beautiful Boy by John Lennon about
yeah.
his son.
Yeah.
Are you about to cry?
I've been about to cry the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Most of these Jeez. Are very, yeah.
Can I ask a question before yeah. we do Skip's last one? Didn't, like, so that's about Sean, right?
I think so.
Because he wasn't very nice to the other son.
Julian.
Does that kind of undercut the sweetness of the song? When it's like,
I mean, I don't think it undercuts the sweetness of the song. I've always felt kind of bad for Julian.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you already had a kid that you... didn't like all that much. Like, I don't know. It just feels kind of weird to me.
I think...
might be a bit harsh.
I think that's overblown a little bit. It wasn't like he abused him. When they split up, there was a little bit of contention of where... And then Yoko had a little bit of a mind game over. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they were little, when he was brand new little before they split up, he wasn't.
And then John was so obsessed with
Sean. I think so too. And I don't think it's as bad. And I think Julian will say that. I think that Julian and Sean get along great.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hey Jude about like Paul being like, "Hey, sorry your dad hates you. It's gonna be all right."
No, Lennon loved that song.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, he had a couple of lines in there he was gonna take out and Lennon told him not to.
Okay. Yeah. Skip's last one.
I like all these.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Good list.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 425, Sweet 16. Slow down, Dave. Sweet 16 of the best songs about non-romantic love. You're My Best Friend by Queen versus I'll Stand By You.
Queen moves on.
Queen.
I mean, come on.
Stand By Me, the song about dead bodies, versus Waiting on a Friend by the Rolling Stones.
Stones.
I'm going to say Stones from the video, just because of the video.
Totally agree.
They're both very much.
Probably my favorite Stones song. Little bit of a deep cut, but probably my favorite song.
It's got to be up there, I think.
My Hero versus Songbird.
Foo.
I'll be the minority vote for Songbird, but love Christine McVie.
With a Little Help from My Friends versus Cats in the Cradle.
Friends.
I'm with you.
Friends.
Cats in the Cradle, oh my lord.
It's too much. It's too intense. I had a hard time finding a third song.
I will submit to you that it's not that much about love either. It's more about parental neglect than it is about
resentment.
Loving someone.
Yeah. In My Life by the Beatles versus Ode to Joe.
Wow.
I'll go to Joe.
In My Life.
I'm going Joe.
Yeah, that's right. Beatles are going to win.
Everything I Own by Bread versus We Are Family.
Family.
Everything I Own.
Everything I Own.
Shut up.
Dave.
Damn it.
It's down to you.
All right. I have to go Family just because of the
the lo-fi.
Pittsburgh.
Just because of the Sister Sledge.
Pretty much. You've Got a Friend in Me versus A Beautiful Boy by Lennon.
I'll go Beautiful Boy.
Toy Story.
Lennon.
Boy.
Boy Moves On.
Yours. Oh, does
no,
it? Okay.
Boy Moves On. I don't have to vote.
Rocket Queen by Guns N' Roses versus Lean On Me.
Rocket Queen.
Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
There you go. Elite Eight. What do we got here? I can do a couple. Queen, You're My Best Friend versus Waiting On A Friend by the Stones.
Wow.
Queen. Ooh.
That could be the final.
Waiting
for
On
me.
A Friend.
Yeah, that might be the one that wins.
I'll say Stones.
Queen.
I'm going to say Stones, too. What did you go? Queen?
Tied to skip.
Oh,
man. I know. This one's brutal.
I got to go Queen. I love Freddie Mercury. Great written
Fair
song.
Fair enough. You know what we should do? We should have a mulligan. Once a year, you can reverse a vote. That'd be kind of fun. Like if I said, nope, it's going to be the Stones. But
you know what would be funny? I would love to do that. And I guarantee you, as soon as we decide that, it was a maximum of 3 weeks before everybody's used all theirs.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Welcome back, guys. DGS Need to Hustle here. We have the Sweet 16 of the best non-romantic love songs. Foo Fighters, My Hero, versus With a Little Help from My Friends, Beatles.
Well, they're going to lose, but I'll go Foo.
I'll go Foo, too.
Oh,
I'll go
really?
Foo as well.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go.
Wow.
In My Life by the Beatles versus We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
In My Life.
We Are Family.
Beatles.
Beautiful Boy by Lennon versus Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
Yeah.
There you go. What's going on at Weber?
Great month we've been having, and people sometimes say, well, why do I care what kind of good month you have? Because there's reasons why we do. It doesn't stumble over. You know, when you have the best price online, when you've got the best reviews, just check it out because we got product. And this is not like we had a couple times since COVID where Chevrolet had a bunch of stuff and they sent it to everybody. And everybody had a decent amount for like 1 month. Now the pipeline is open and flowing and you don't have to worry about anything coming behind it. That keeps the prices low. We got a little bit of a glitch because of the hail damage at Wentzville, that was only, you know, one shipment for pretty much everybody. So it's going really, really well. So that we'll close out great. And with the month ending on a Saturday or a Sunday, that means that next Monday is included in March. So all the great deals that we got go through Monday.
Good. Okay, final four. Best song about non-romantic love. Queen, You're My Best Friend versus My Hero by Foo.
Oh, that's the champion.
Queen.
I think Ooh. I can probably just write this down. In My Life by the Beatles versus Lean On Me.
I'll go In My Life.
Beatles.
Life. Anybody else?
Lean On Me.
They just...
I was going to say Lean, but that didn't...
That we have a already. Majority.
Yeah.
Oh, we do? Okay.
That's like playing the ninth inning if you're already winning.
You're right. So Queen versus Beatles.
Queen.
Queen.
There you go. That's how you do that. And what's the super winner?
Maps. So is... I don't even remember what it was
hold
either.
On. It was...
Things I'm people just saying, don't know how to use anymore.
I think Queen beats Maps.
I think Queen beats Maps.
It was technology that's obsolete. We don't need
it
anymore.
I'm a map.
So Queen's our super winner. There you go. Good luck knocking that off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.